Welcome aboard to a late night episode of the FlameFlash.net podcast. I am your slightly burned Flame Flash for episode 117. Now, the first thing you might be asking, why the crap are you so late? Well, I have some lame excuses, but instead we'll go right to the Raptor Report. Rayman Origins. Yes, I know, Legends is about to come out, but I still have Origins, and it is good. The younger son enjoys playing this occasionally, and I happened to join him the last time he was playing. The thing about Rayman Origins is, well, it gets a little dull when you play the same levels over and over because younger son just wants to play those same levels over and over. Managed to encourage him to move forward, and we had a good time. It was nice seeing some of the different levels, the new levels. And he's not a handicap like you would expect a five-year-old to be in a side-scrolling platformer. It's actually that safety net, because when you fall down the hole, it's not over for you. Magic the Gathering, Duels of the Planeswalkers, digital version. Because I forgot my cards on Tuesday when I was going to go and play. Poor Commander. But I hear game day was August 10th. Today. Yesterday. One of the two. Skipped it. Not overly excited about 2014. It's a core set, so it goes away in a year. And so, need to recover from Friday anyway, so stayed home. Awesome Knots was enjoyed again. There was definitely a tier reset recently, and I still can't really aim that well with the sniper gal, but I really like Gnaw, and I really like Voltaire. So, it works. It works. We fit. Near the end of the week, so for some reason I thought I was gaining weight. I don't really understand how the human body can roller coaster up and down so much. It must be why women go nuts, because they're so zeroed in on their weight that they forget to live and enjoy life. Just a guess, because my wife doesn't do that. I'm thankful for it. Civ 5. Civ 5 appears. I'm currently enjoying the Russians. And there's not a whole lot more to be said. Wiped out another civilization. Who's asking for it? Actually, the Iroquois asked for it, and I obliged. And that's about it, as far as that goes. Continents maps still, it's getting crowded on my continent, mostly because I'm taking over so much of it, but it works. I don't really like the fact that right now my empire on my continent is broken in half. One by the, well, not half, but two-thirds in one area and another third up northeastern part of my continent, just because of some fellow right in the middle who has been insulting me for a long time. So I think he may have to go down. Just maybe. And finally, World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft. I am extremely close to getting my Warlock to 90. Extremely. But then, of course, didn't play at all through the week. Just a nice good amount of play on the weekend. So, yeah, he's still teetering there at almost 90. Almost 90. So, World of Warcraft news-wise, because the Raptor report's out of the way, Connected Realms outlined further. So, watch for special characters, a pound sign next to your name or the name of people who you're chatting with, because that means they've server merged with you. It's not Connected Realms, guys. Come on, it's server merge. It's fine. We've dropped, what, 5 million players since I first started playing? We were at 12, around 12 when I first started playing. 7.7. Good number. Healthy number. BlizzCon's still booked, so you're a long way, Blizzard, from World of Warcraft ever dying out. Somebody tweeted, though, today, one of the WoW Insider folks that I follow, with the point that Blizzard really does need to announce and release the next expansion probably by February, just to make sure a lot more people don't drop. Because, you know, near the end of Cataclysm, a lot of people were dropping, like flies. 5.4 Primer. WoW Insider gave us a great WoW Primer for 5.4. Hashing it all out here, wouldn't serve a purpose. Connected Realms is my big thing. It has the potential to finally breathe some new life in my mains guild and flood my Warlocks guild that he's in. So we'll just wait and see what happens. The reset timer finally flipped, so the guildmaster deigned us with his presence. Haven't seen him online yet myself, so who knows if there's going to be any fallout for the fact that I basically attempted a coup. I didn't know where he was. Wanted to make sure the guild stayed safe. So sue me. The Burdens of Xiao Hao. So if you follow Monk of Mists, you should already know about these. Or if you follow World of Warcraft itself, you should already know about these. They're well worth going and watching. I'm lightly giving each piece a review as it goes through, so I'm not spamming Monk of Mists with these. It's an every other day thing. But you can see the full thing yourself if you really want to seek it out. Otherwise, you can see it with my commentary attached. That's it for World Warcraft, but what about Sony? How about the fact that there's no new PlayStation All-Stars DLC coming? Not a big surprise. I haven't played it that much since for a while. It's unfortunate it only added 4 new characters. More the merrier, I always say. But so be it. I'm not super sad about it either. How about PlayStation 4? Party chat isn't going to require PlayStation Plus. Did that Microsoft? Anybody? Is this thing on? Microsoft? Hello? And then friend lists are going to get expanded to 2000. In the year 2000. I don't know that many people that game, so feel free to message FlameFlash on the PSN. Raptor.com/FlameFlash. There I am. All my profile's glories. Now, I did something kind of odd, more so than usual, and reviewed the song Thank You on FlameFlash.net. It's definitely a sarcastic thank you, but it epitomizes how I feel about the world economy, the world, the nation's political scene. I'm powerless. Just kind of floating along. For instance, we're trying to get a house. Now, to get a house, we're having to sit up, do tricks, roll over, jump through hoop, after hoop, after hoop. We have the money. Well, the bank has the money. We're trying to borrow it. But we have the credit. We have the income. It shouldn't be that big of a deal. But because 2008 made them all gun shy, we're now paying the price for that. Even though the ones who should be paying the price walked away scot-free. Walked away with money still in their wallets. Lining it. Lining them on the blood, sweat, and tears of the people they betrayed. So, thank you, previous generation. Yes. I wanted to slip that in there so we'd, slip to a down note and then slide back up. Nintendo Relay Points launch. So if you get all creepy on me and park in a McDonald's parking lot, I'll hopefully assume, for your sake, that you're just trying to get extra street passes. But if not, you might want to pack up and go somewhere else. Just saying. The kids recently, though, really enjoyed Nintendo Zone because there they were, outside of a McDonald's while I was running in for breakfast for everybody. This was on Friday. And they picked up their passes. Or they picked up internet, at the very least. Watched some game trailers. Were entertained long enough to not drive Red Flare nuts while I was inside making sure McDonald's didn't screw up the order. Now, they partially did, because every year previous, these little McDonald token codes, I showed the camera the other side. But you could plop down as many as you want. This year, they're being much more stickler about the fact and arguing every time you come in that no. No. If you visit us once within a 2-hour period, there is no redemption for you. One item. Well, look at the official rules. That's what it says. So, fine. That just means I bring my gaggle of children inside, and you get a stern talking to from Red Flare. Because she won't like that. It's stupid. It's a contest. It's a prize. I could get trying to turn in a fistful of coupons, but these are prizes. I have officially won that darn quasi egg and definitely not steak, but they're going to call it that on a bagel. And I therefore deserve it free. Whenever I want it. As long as, of course, they're still serving breakfast. Then, of course, the fact that the playatmcd.com game, very lame this year. I really miss the click to roll the dice. Am I the only one that does? Just saying. So now, let's sit back and laugh at the Amazon thief who got caught on camera. Have the link in the show notes of this poor fellow who his package was stolen. Some woman we think, walked on up to his porch, picked up the packages, zipped off. Now, the funny thing is that all she got away with were K-cups and an ice cube tray. His ice cube tray must have started stinking or something. Who knows? But slight justice via irony there. I've never understood that, honestly, why UPS can get away with going plop and leaving it on your front porch. Because unless they know somebody's physically present, it should be their responsibility to get it in my hands until it's in my hands. So that fellow who caught the woman on tape, UPS should be covering the replacement cost of that package. I remember the little tag they'd put on the door saying, "Hey, we tried to deliver a package and you weren't here. Please call this number and tell us where you do want your package, or we'll just try again tomorrow." Where'd that go? I just don't understand it. Give me the package notices. If nobody's here. Must be some kind of productivity rush thing. So, plop. Hope nothing was in there that was breakable. And they scamper away. What stinks is that I noticed taxes on this last order that I did. So, while it safely arrived, there were taxes. The era of tax-free Amazon for me has ended. Otherwise may vary. Void where prohibited. Some states, of course, don't have it yet. But hopefully that Amazon thief is caught. Last but not least, let's cheer for the police this time. A woman got pulled over for speeding, was dishonest to the officer, and he then tracks her down and arrests her. Huzzah! You don't lie. If you don't want to talk to the police officer, you're probably going to get a ticket because it's officer discretion, but you don't have to say anything. You are not required to answer their questions when they pull you over. It's called pleading the fifth. Who cares if you have nothing to hide? Exercise your rights. We'll lose them. Well, I haven't given you a Miranda warning yet. What? There's a key word in there. Warning. So, you don't have to tell a police officer anything. Not in this country, at least. Not yet. If they try to tell you otherwise, plead the fifth. That's all you have to do. Miranda warning or no. Now, if you want to be friendly, if you want to try to get out of the ticket, be as honest as possible, or that trooper is going to hunt you down and arrest you. Very funny. She deserves it. The funnier part to me is the fact that when they went to the fill pictures of the liar on the news article, they went right to Facebook. Let's just grab a couple of pictures of her, plaster them on the article. Seriously, guys? One, do you know it's really her? Two, do you have rights to those pictures? Because I betcha if I went to your site and ripped off a picture, you'd go, "Oh, nuh-uh, that's ours." So they better have paid rights to that. Otherwise, the only thing you should be posting, with the county's permission, are her mugshots. But I am Flame Flash, and it's time to beam me up and attempt to get my August Celestial farming rep. So I wish you all a good night.